Hi guys, I'm Sarah, I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Sarah.
10 minutes. Thank you, Jim, for asking me to speak. Thank you, Todd, right? Thank you, Todd, for going first. I feel like I'm at a club, and I'm right next to the speakers, and the bass is like... But anyway, I'll see if you can hear it from the microphone. I'm super nervous, too, but... sponsorship was like the segue into a relationship with a higher power, which is the reason why I'm sober today. And so it's a really important topic, and it's really beautiful, so I'm really grateful to be here. And thank you, Clancy, for flying out here to speak to us and be in fellowship and community with us tonight. Alcoholics Anonymous gave me a new mind. You know, that's really like what happened as a result of going through the steps. And we talk a lot about, like, I had a spiritual awakening and a spiritual experience, and, like, what does that mean? And if you're new in this meeting and you don't know what that means, my mind changed. The way that I thought about myself and about other people and about life changed, you know? And and I got a lot better, and I got a lot nicer, and I was able to see things a lot more clearly. And I was trying to think, like, what is my sponsor's, like function, like, in my relationship with him, and, like, what does it really look like? And I think the biggest thing that my sponsor, like, did for me and, like, still does for me is he's always there to remind me that my problem is me, always, no matter what the situation is, I am my problem, and that the answer is God. And we have 12 steps, specifically steps 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 are designed to help us tap into that power. Because I can know that I'm selfish, and I can know that, you know, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but I don't necessarily have the power, just like I didn't have the power to, like, not pick up the first drink. I don't really have the power to just decide to be a better person. Like, I really, really need God's help. And this is just such a beautiful way of life that we're living, and everybody in this room is a testament to that. You know, and my sponsor helps me with the life stuff that I go through and how to practice the principles of Alcoholics Anonymous in all my affairs. And when I call him and I think that maybe this problem is, like, different than the other ones, or maybe there's, like, some different kind of answer, or maybe there's something I'm missing, it's, no, my disturbances are still mine. Other people are not responsible for my emotional security or the way that I feel. If I want to be happy, joyous, and free, it's up to me and God, you know? And my sponsor doesn't direct my life. My sponsor does not tell me what to do. My sponsor will not make decisions for me. What my sponsor did, So what he did with me at first, we went through the big book, you know, like word by word. And he really focused a lot with me on, like, building a foundation in step one and really breaking down what is alcoholism. And I think that's really important as a sponsor for us to do with people, because I walked around AA for like 4 or 5 years and I didn't understand what my illness was. I thought that I could think the drink through and that I had power to not pick up. You know? I thought I was powerless over alcohol once it was in my body. You know? But I didn't realize that there's this whole other mental component of powerlessness, that it really begins before there's alcohol in me at all. And if I don't have a spiritual bodyguard standing in between me and the first drink, I'm going to pick up whether I want to or not. That's the insanity and the hopelessness of our illness. And the reason why I can talk about that with a big smile on my face is because there's an answer, you know, and it's a relationship with God, who is not powerless over alcohol. I might be, but God is not. So am I gonna do the work that I have to do to get rid of all the crap that is, like, standing in between me and God? Because God's here. God's waiting. God wants to flow out of me. Oh, I can't. So many miracles have happened tonight ever since I just walked in the door and I had an open heart, you know, free of self for like 2 seconds. I'm able to connect with somebody and say, hi, how are you? What's going on? And because of that, miracle after miracle and connection after connection has happened already since I've been here. So God is working. God is always working. It's just a matter of if I want to get out of the way. And my sponsor really, like, helped me build a foundation and really taught me about my illness. And, like, if you're brand new in this meeting and you don't have a sponsor, please get a sponsor. It will really save you a lot of pain. But if you're brand new in this meeting or you're just coming back, you're not the only person that needs help tonight. I'm sure that there are men and women with time in this meeting who are too scared to say, you know what, I think I'm still suffering and I don't know what to do about it. And that's what happened to me. I was like 5 years sober. I don't know if this is working. Are you timing me? I was like 5 years sober, and I was like, okay, I know alcohol was like a big problem, ruined my life and ruined my family. I know I'm supposed to like be honest and think about other people and like do some kind of prayer, but I really didn't have a lot of structure to my program at all. And I found myself really sick. I got really sick in AA, and I was really not okay. And you know, my problem is not alcohol. Alcohol is the answer to my problem, and my problem is the way that I feel when I'm sober if I am not spiritually fit. I suffer. I make myself suffer. We experience fear to a degree that I don't know if other people really get it, but it's horrible. And it destroys everything good. And that was starting to happen to me again in sobriety. And the way that I describe it is I was starting to feel like a machine that didn't have any oil. And I was trying, this beautiful Swansea I have, she calls it like tools for white knuckling it. And I was trying my best to will feeling better. And I would go to bed every night saying, you know what, I'm just tired. Hungry, angry, lonely, tired. I'll get a good night's sleep. I'll feel better when I wake up in the morning. And I just knew that I wasn't going to feel better when I woke up in the morning. And I was starting to feel really hopeless in AA. And then people like you showed up that had a message of hope. And they told me that there was some stuff that I could do to get a little bit of relief for myself. And that self was the problem. And my sponsor has been huge to help me have an experience, you know, with God and with the big book. And to just walk me through it. And there's this... There's this part in working with others that I don't remember it word for word, and I was trying to find it before the meeting, and I couldn't find it, and I think Megan was it. She was like, maybe you're not supposed to find it, and I was like, okay, maybe I'm not supposed to be able to quote it word for word up here, but it's something like, if your talk has been sane and quiet and full of human understanding, then perhaps you've made a friend. Like, when you're talking, and that's it, right? It's like, I'm not up here to, like, be some sort of, like, robot in AA who's just telling everybody, yeah, blah, 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 blah. It's like, I've got to take care of this in me so I'm having an experience so I can really, like, put myself in your position and I can understand you and we can do this together, you know? And the idea of human understanding is so important, I find, when working with sponsees. And sponsees have, they teach me so much about myself. They really do save my life. My self-centeredness in my mind is out to kill me. And I send inventory to my sponsor every week. I'm deep into my ninth step, and I'm in 10, 11, and 12. And I send inventory to my sponsor once a week. And what that means is I write out mistakes, selfishness, fears, resentment, dishonesty, and eighth and ninth step up for consideration. So like my running amends list. And I remember the first girl that was willing enough. She's actually here tonight. Her name's Laura. She was willing enough to do this with me. And it changed, 2 minutes, thanks. It changed so much because, you know, I'm here doing this with my sponsor. And my sponsor's, you know, giving me feedback and helping me. Sponsors are really big. They've gotta be able to help me see the truth about myself. Because if they're not, and it's God's truth, I love that. Because if I'm not, like, open to seeing the truth, I'm just staying in delusion and I'm staying sick, and it's no fun for me or for the other people around me. So my sponsor's here helping me see the truth about myself. I'm sharing my inventory with him every week. I'm really nervous, you know. I've been doing so good just relying on God, right? Like the whole time that we've been going through the steps and like not really like, I didn't call him every day and all that stuff. And now we're like really like, oh, it's time to like grow in effectiveness and understanding and like really stay accountable. So I have no idea what this experience is like for him, but I'm kind of terrified. You know, it's like this is a new level of intimacy in this relationship, and I'm really committing to this way of life now. You know, we're cleaning house together a lot. And I remember the first time she sent me her inventory, it was all of mine. It was all of my inventory. And the perspective that I had of her was so beautiful and compassionate. And I was able to have a new experience with myself. You know, just like from the things that she was teaching me and really just feeling like we're doing it together. I don't have to be fixed to help somebody. I just have to be willing, you know, and I have to just be doing something in the way of trying to get closer to my higher power. And I only have a minute left. I don't really know what I'm going to say. I had all these jokes that I wanted to tell. I got 15 minutes of sleep last night because I've been actually giving this qualification since like midnight. I have been telling you all some good stuff. And whatever came out was that. I'm really looking forward to hear Clancy. If you don't like what I had to say about sponsorship, please pick somebody else in this meeting. There's 150 of us here. God bless you. Thank you.